44 is about the number of people it would take to fill every seat on a school bus. It is less than the number of players allowed on an NFL team. And in a legislative election, a 44-vote difference isn't enough to know anything.
We've been looking at the data and you know, probably 800 absentee ballots are yet to be counted, although I've heard all sorts of different numbers.
That is Jonathan Christ Tompkins speaking to KCAW just before 11 o'clock on election night.
It's going to make a big impact. We put a real concerted effort into banking ballots early. I mean, my vote has not yet been counted. It's an early vote, and ditto for probably a majority of the people who are at our little election night party here at Worldwide Headquarters.
The next morning, Bill Thomas was having breakfast at the Bamboo Room in Haines with members of his staff. He told radio station KHNS that even if he wins the election, he's already lost some power in Juneau.
The chairmanship of the finance is gone. There's people ready up there picking my bones, so they all want it, so they're not going to wait for me. So I'll probably end up sitting in some committee starting all over again, you know, but and I won't have the stroke to get any big amounts of money for any big projects.
Thomas and Christ Tompkins both ran intense campaigns, especially in the last couple weeks. The local newspapers were saturated with advertising, and mailers were sent to homes, some from the campaigns themselves and others from supporters. Scores of letters to the editor ran in support of both men, and they appeared together at public events in Sitka and Haines. Thomas leaned on his experience in Juneau, his chairmanship of the House Finance Committee, and his relationship with State Senator Bert Stedman, a powerful Sitka Republican who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee. Christ Tompkins made his presence known in Sitka and surrounding communities by showing up in person on front porches to talk to voters about the election.
And it was neighbors talking with neighbors, friends talking with friends. I knocked on multi-thousands of doors. And we just ran a real hard campaign, and it feels great.
Christ Tompkins also ran many newspaper ads, including one the week before the election, featuring Juneau native elder Ethel Lund. She was shown posing with Christ Tompkins, and one of his campaign signs, text below, quoted her as saying, "I support Jonathan because of his integrity and sincerity, and because he has the new energy and fresh approach we need for the future." Lund later said publicly that her remarks were meant as encouragement for a new young candidate, not as an endorsement. Thomas says, regardless of the intent, it had an impact on his campaign.
You know, you send that out to the Native community, they're definitely going to turn around and say, hey, we got search executive director, former executive director, endorsing my opponent. 1,000 search employees in Sitka. Yeah, I think it made a difference, and we couldn't respond to it.
Now, both candidates find themselves waiting for absentee ballots to be counted. That has to happen within 15 days of the election. A recount is also a possibility. Tight races are not new to Thomas. When he first won his seat in 2004, results were so close that there was a recount. It left him with a 59-vote victory over Democrat Tim June, also of Haines.
And I won't be disappointed if I'm out. I can go back fishing, but I'm disappointed for the staff. I got sick staff. Disappointed for the district because as co-chair of finance, people just don't realize what stroke that has. They'll find out.
But it's just as likely the race could go the other way, and Christ Tompkins could see his 44-vote lead evaporate.
Even if absentee ballots were to swing this the other way in a big way, I don't feel like we can lose. It's something we're really proud of, and I think it's because we just really focused on a grassroots approach, and I think that was reflected on Election Day.
With reporting from Margaret Friedenauer at KHNS in Haines, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.